the last week, the UK's government's Investigatory Act became law. Known as the Snoopers Charter, the law requires internet service providers to keep a record of all internet browsing history. The justification for the act is that it will help intelligence services counter terrorism. But critics point out that the information will also be shared with government departments such as HM Revenue and Customs and the Department of Transport. I'm joined by Cambridge entrepreneur and tech investor Peter Cowley. So tell us, what is it exactly that they're storing?
They're storing the record of where you browse, the wave you looked at. So they would, for instance, store the fact you'd been on the BBC website and how long you'd been there. What they're not storing in at the moment anyway, who knows later, is which pages you've looked at, whether you've gone on the technology page, the politics page, etc. And all the internet service providers, the ones we log on to, will store that for up to a year. The justification is that by having somebody say who's committed a crime or is likely to commit a crime, looking at their browsing history will give you an idea of what they've been looking at and therefore what they might have been researching on. So an extreme example would be bomb making. You know, you'd go onto a site which is only about bomb making, then that would then make the connection there for the security forces.
Surely a needle in a haystack kind of scenario. I'm thinking of how many web pages I look at in a week and then times that by the population of the UK. Huge number of people and data there. Do you think this is a step too far?
Definitely a step too far. The amount of data, if they can work out what your ISP was, at least they can go to the ISP. If they can work out what you connected
ISP?
Internet service provider. That's the person you're actually connecting to. There will be a vast amount of data. The thought of actually looking through all this data for a whole year, as you say, it's numbers. How many zeros do you want to?
Mind-boggling.
So yes, to actually look through all the data will be almost impossible. But I think they will be targeting somebody at that point.
You might argue that actually everything's hackable these days. Nothing's really safe. So how safe do you think this is going to be with the internet service providers?
Very unsafe. If it's regarded by somebody who wants to hack it as a very valuable source of data, which it probably will be.
Why would it be valuable?
Well, it'd be valuable because imagine the situation where you're browsing on, say, some medical condition that you don't want other people to know about. That could be used in a way that you would lose out on.
Blackmail.
I was thinking also your medical insurance company might be, but I'm sure it wouldn't go that far. It's data that you want to keep private to yourself. Your religion, there's a number of other things you could be looking at.
And that's not safe. This information won't be safe, in your opinion?
Not at all. You know, all these databases are hacked.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned a step too far. At the moment, of course, we in principle trust our governments. But imagine once this thing's in place, at what point can you continue to trust the government? I mean, there have been a change of government, for instance, in the States, hasn't there?
Well, speaking of the States, you know, the UK is one of the most surveyed countries in the world. What's the stance elsewhere in America, say?
In America and Australia and Canada and New Zealand, for instance, they have a similar system in that they can store this data, but they do need a warrant before it can actually be accessed. At the moment, the system is set up, so it just needs a senior manager to say they can look at somebody's data.
A senior manager,
yeah.
That's it.
Inspector rank within the police, for instance.
Wow.
So, and the other thing is, if you want to hide this, you can easily. You can hide behind VPNs, which is a virtual private network, behind WhatsApp, for instance, got its own encoding or crypting.
Isn't it? Yeah.
And, of course, the people who want to hide will. They'll put these systems in place. An HTTPS, which is a secure site, which you use for banking, that data will not be accessible or readable. So it'll be the innocent people that have their data stored and the guilty will have worked a way around it.
It's very worrying indeed. I'd be interested to hear what you think at home. Is it an invasion of privacy or a valid protective measure? We'd love to hear your thoughts. Tweet @NakedScientist or find us on Facebook. Thank you very much, Peter Cowley, for joining us.
Thank you.